Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter, we ended in verse number 7 last week. Let's just begin there, but into the second, talk about the Holy of Holies. Went the high priest alone once every year, the Day of Atonement, this was the Day of Atonement, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the heirs of the people. This is where we left off last week. And remember that Paul was drawing a comparison between the old tabernacle and the new tabernacle. The old way, the priest had to go in even daily for sacrifices of blood. We're going to read this in just a minute. Of blood of goats and bulls and other things. And then once a year, on the Day of Atonement, they would make that special sacrifice there in the Holy of Holies. He's going to compare that now as we read the rest of these verses. Draw a strong comparison between the old and the new. Again, telling those Jewish believers how much better the new covenant is. Much better than the old covenant. The old covenant was yearly, year after year after. The new covenant is eternal. Praise God for that. Let's read verse number 8. We'll go through verse number 14 this morning, Lord willing. Verse number 8. The Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet manifest, while the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation. But Christ, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctify to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Again, Paul is emphasizing how much better. Remember, we read that word a couple of times in this passage. In the introduction of the book of Hebrews, I told you that I call Hebrews the better book. Again, by way of just kind of referral, the Hebrews is not better that it's any better than the other 65 books. They're all God's word, all inspired. But I use the word better because that's a key word in all of the book of Hebrews in chapter number 1. He's better than the angels. He's better than the prophets. He's better than Moses. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than all these things. He's better, better, better. And so Paul again is pointing out to these Jews, and remember, many of them had went back to the temple because of persecution. They left the church. When we get there in next chapter, Hebrews chapter number 10, he reminds them in verse number 25, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together in that church as the manner of some is. Okay? They've left. And so he's encouraging those ones who remain, those Jewish believers, that what we have is so much better than the old way. And so that's the emphasis here. This new way is better than the old way. The old way, the priests, they'd have to go in time after time after time. The new way, Jesus Christ went in once for all. And it was sufficient for eternity for all mankind. So in verse number 8, where it says, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing. Preacher, what does that mean? Well, in other words, he's talking about this first tabernacle. It was a picture and a type that the way into the very presence of God had not been opened to all. It was only opened to the high priest. Remember, there's a separation there. And there was a veil between the holy place and the holiest of holies. And only the high priest, and that once a year, could enter into the presence of God. And he's saying that the fact that the first tabernacle, which was the holy place, the front part of that. Remember, we described the tabernacle. It was 45 by 15. Remember, in 15 foot wide, 15 foot high. It's like a cube. And then when you get to the holiest of holies, it actually was a square. It's 15 by 15 by 15 foot high. That was a cube. Okay, and the other would be 30 by 15 high and 15 wide. That would be the holy place. So he's referring here to about the holy place right now. That the holy place was standing was proof that God's work of salvation for man had not yet been completed, because they're having to go into that holy place. The first tabernacle stood, now get this, the first tabernacle stood between the people and the Holy of Holies. Remember, there was the court of the Gentiles, and only the Gentiles could go certain far. Then there's the courtyard where the Jewish people could enter, but they could not go into the holy place. And that's what it's saying here, that they were separated from God. They had not been yet open to the presence of God. But when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom, and the way was opened into the Holy of Holies, so that now all could have access to God. Amen. There was no longer any more need of the holy place or the Holy of Holies here on the earth. It was done away with. For now, a believing sinner could come directly into the presence of God. We go directly to our high priest in heaven when we pray. We boldly go to the throne of grace. The people before the death of Christ didn't have that privilege. Couldn't go any closer. But now we have direct access to our high priest in heaven. And I have a note I mentioned before. We don't have to go to a knot head looking through a knot hole, if you know what I'm talking about, and confess our sins. When we were at me and Latrice at St. Augustine not too long ago, I love going into different buildings and different, seeing the architecture. And we were able to go to one of the oldest churches in all of state of Florida, obviously, big old Catholic church. They still have services. And man, what a beautiful, beautiful building it was. All the stained glass. And how many of y'all know what I'm talking about? Have you been in a beautiful building? I mean, I'm thinking, man, wouldn't our church look good with those? And they actually had a little baptismal fountain as you walk in the door. And while we were there, there was a priest there, and they actually had a ceremony during public hours. The first time I'd seen it, I thought they only would do this on Sunday or whenever they do mass, but actually during public hours. And they were actually baptizing this little baby. Obviously, it was newborn, fairly newborn. So his mom and dad and grandparents were all gathered around this beautiful, beautiful baptismal fount. That it was bigger than that. I hate to say it was bigger than that piano. It was real big, marble. It was made in Italy. It had a brochure about it. It was made in Italy and brought over here. Beautiful piece of thing. And it had a little. And that big old was bigger than that. It had a little bitty old bowl of water, about this big. And the priest would. He baptized that baby. Well, we kind of walked in. We went down to the front. Beautiful, beautiful building. And to the, as you're standing, it would be this side. As you're looking out to the congregation, you're looking for, it was on this side, was this confessional booth. And I wanted to go in there, but it was locked. I guess they only unlock it when the priest comes in. But there was a little thing that you could kind of peek in there. And there was a dividing wall. And he would sit on the one side, and the other person, whoever it would be, would sit on the other. And whatever they do, confess their sins, Father, forgive me, I guess I'll do it, for I've sinned, and they tell them how they can get cleansed or whatever they do. I'm glad we don't have to do that. I'm glad you don't have to come to me, because I don't want to hear all your problems. We laugh, but there's some things you don't need to tell me. That's between you and God.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.